I was born in the London Blitz in Wallington, so I'm fairly homegrown. In, into a committed Christian family, and I was the oldest of five boys and a girl. And I believe as growing up, I always knew Jesus. And I do remember as a child of six, kneeling down by my bed and asking Jesus into my life, because I knew there was sin in my young heart. I was always the only Christian in any school I went to. My best friend, when I was about 17, who lived next door, he committed suicide. And I think his parents expected too much of him. But with God's help, those things can help you to grow. But being brought up to believe the Bible, I've always realised that life is not a bed of roses. In fact, it's the goodness in the world that is so amazing, isn't it? But it was life's more a constant testing of our faith in the Lord, who knows what is best for us in life. And people who get angry at God don't know the God of the Bible, I don't think. I've worked for myself since I was 22, and I still run a small business employing a few people. And business is a constant test of being honest and trusting in the Lord. Now, my testimony is not just about past conversion but present salvation, because I think it's just as important. When we come to the Lord, it's the beginning of a journey. And I'm just saying a few things about how I've found my life as a Christian in the real world that we all live in. And business is a constant test of being honest and trusting in the Lord. It's no good playing fast and loose with God and then asking Him, praying to Him to help you with some difficulties in your business. So I have found business always a good discipline. And He's never allowed me to make enough money to become independent of Him. At 26, I'm married and we have four children. And this is another area of needing God's guidance, as so many of you either know or will in fact learn. And passing on our faith to them is so important. And they're all, thank God, a blessing to us today. In my early 30s, I struggled with whether evolution was right or whether God really did write Genesis. I found a great sense of release and a new understanding of God when I read the right books and found that actually true science supported creation and not the philosophy behind evolution. And then I saw God and the Bible in a new light. And as a teenager, the Lord impressed a scripture on me: seek you first the kingdom of heaven and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And what are the all things that He adds to us? They're the things that are good for us. They're the food and the raiment that He's been speaking of. But they are what is good for us, for a blessing. It's not enough, and it's not too much. And this has been quite a guiding light for me, although I have sometimes fallen short and not been true to the Lord as I should have been. But I found I found in my life that a friendship with the Lord gives me a reason for doing what my conscience tells me to do and is right, and has saved me, and I really thank God, from serious mistakes that can ruin our lives and the lives of those around us. It's a wonderful thing to come to the Lord while you're young. God wants us to follow his way so he can bless us. And I certainly have a sense of this in my life. As for the future, as Psalm 23 says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I hope that's also your certainty.